East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
With heavy rains and hail hitting parts of the country, insurers are urging homeowners and motorists to make sure they're prepared. Short-term insurers say weather-related claims have been on the rise, particularly in KZN and Gauteng, following a series of impact-based weather warnings. Voucher says head of advice Riona Chetty says not all water damage is covered, as insurers only pay for sudden and unforeseen incidents and not poor maintenance. She says leaking roofs, blocked gutters and long-term damp are among the most common reasons claims are rejected. Reddy says understanding your policy could prevent costly losses.
That's why it's important to check your policy wording and keep your home in an insurable condition, especially before heavy rain.
We can also avoid the risk of losses by doing ongoing maintenance as issues come up, rather than waiting for them to build up into something bigger than they need to be, such as reviewing your property, checking for leaks, checking for any damage, clearing out gutters, making sure waterproofing is done on a regular basis, and so forth.
Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms could roll into the northwestern parts of KZN today. Forecasters say we can expect heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail under the yellow level 2 warning. And student leaders at the Ilangeni TVET College say while NSFAS appears to be moving in the right direction under new leadership, there's still concerns over accommodation delays and registrations. The financial aid scheme says it will advance upfront tuition payments to TVET colleges on the 31st of this month, and that allowances will only be paid into personal bank accounts. The board says its appeals window will also open immediately after application outcomes are communicated. Nkululeko Kumalo, who's at Ilangeni TVET College, says they welcome the clarity on funding. He feels, though, the appeals process should be extended to assist students accepted late into colleges.
Every year, it's the same story where there's delay approval of accommodation. For instance, we all know the TVET sector opens early January, but only to find out that the accommodation providers and also the lease are giving the date that the students could be accommodated from the 1st of February. So that becomes a problem for students that are coming from far.
Meanwhile, Sinatemba Zungu, who's a member of the SRC at Mangosuthu University of Technology, says some students aren't able to register due to NSFAS clearance issues.
Furthermore, some students are unexpectedly defunded even after being funded in the previous years. This happens without proper communication, leaving students stranded, unable to continue with their studies.
To the Western Cape, firefighters have managed to bring an inferno under control after residents in several areas in Mossel Bay were forced to evacuate their homes. The municipality says the blaze gutted several structures and vehicles yesterday. The N2 heading towards Cape Town was shut for several hours due to heavy smoke and poor visibility. Officials say containment operations and monitoring will continue throughout the day. Now, the Special Investigating Unit's Operation Chief, Leonard Lekgetho, has stepped into the role of acting head. It's after advocate Andy Motibi was appointed the new National Director of Public Prosecutions. The presidency says Lekgetho has more than 22 years of forensic investigations experience, including serving as a forensic investigator at the then Directorate of Special Operations, known as the Scorpions. Another look at our lead story. With heavy rains and hail hitting parts of the country recently, insurers are urging homeowners and motorists to make sure they're prepared. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.